Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin. This is Hashem BPJ number 105. That's share, joint share of both men and women, share number 105. It's important to learn to talk about things that are bothering you to your husband or your wife and not to allow tensions and resentment build up. It's very dangerous to keep problems bottled up inside. Many of us do so, and it eats away at us. And has disastrous results. Success in marriage does not come from giving up one's needs. When one spouse or the other gives up his or her needs, or decides it's not worth bringing up those issues, then, and it's legitimate needs, then the relationship begins to wither and die if it's not brought up and dealt with. Even small, relatively small problems, if left unattended, will smolder, then magnify over time, and assume proportions far beyond what they really are. And if you don't express your true feelings, then your anger and resentment will grow over time, till the point where you will be emotionally estranged and separated from your husband or wife, and the relationship becomes phony, because you're no longer your true self in the marriage. And your capacity for authentic intimacy disappears because you're not being honest. And try as much as you can to express, even if it's hard, hurts and issues that you experience, and learn just how to say it the right way. In a soft tone, complimenting in the beginning and the end, but saying what's hurting you, that they are aware of it, and that they know, and you're communicating it right in a right way. So he says here, this is from Setting a Table for Two, Enhancing Relationships, Achieving Intimacy by Avraham Peretz Friedman. There are two parts to this process. One is self-reflective, to think of yourself, to make a cheshbon ha-nefesh in yourself. So the first self-reflective aspect is, and remember this clearly, you're in charge of your own feelings, and you're in charge and responsible for your own feelings, even if your spouse is annoying you. You still have to maintain self-control, even if your spouse is annoying you, even if your spouse is hurting you. Ask yourself, why is this issue making me upset? Why am I resentful? Is my piece, what is my role in this dynamic? What is this bringing up from my past? Am I being triggered here by something? This requires honesty and hard work. And after you do this, then you start talking to your spouse. But first you have to realize, my spouse could be wrong. They are talking in a very insensitive way. Or they're not fulfilling a legitimate need that I really need. But before I say anything, did I play a role in this? Am I being triggered? Is my wife a minor rejection in words creating in me a trigger of when I was majorly rejected in the past and I'm overreacting? Or I'm not? This requires honesty and good work. And then you talk to your spouse. Very often, what happens is your spouse, your husband and wife, indeed was insensitive or did not provide a need that you legitimately needed, or they were hurtful to you. That could be very true. But what we do is if that was, let's say, 2% of a pie, you, because of your past triggers and other things that are going on within you, it blows it up and becomes like an 80% problem versus a 2, 3, 4% problem. Because we blow it up. We read too much into it. Doesn't mean you don't address it. Of course you do. But address a problem in the context of the problem, without blowing it up with emotional baggage that we ourselves carry. We could be triggered to go blow things out of proportion. So our spouse could be incorrect or doing something that's hurtful or not providing a need that you really need that she's not right now being sensitive about. But we need to realize, but did I communicate this in the past? Did I ever express it right? It is hurtful, but is my deeper hurt coming from maybe my own midas or because of something else that's going on? And it requires, again, hard work. And then you say, okay, I worked through this. I'm putting it in perspective now, but it's still a need that I need to address. And now I could start working on addressing it. Now, it's never wise to discuss an emotional issue in the heat of the moment. One needs to wait until the initial upsetness or displeasure subsides. And then when you're calm, you can express your concerns and try to address the problem more efficiently and more productively. But listen very carefully. Just doing that is not enough. In other words, just let's say you're upset now at your husband or wife, okay? You did your self-reflecting work, then you speak to your spouse after you calm down. But if you didn't do the self-reflection, it's not enough to just say, I'm calmer now, let me talk to my wife, let me talk to my husband. The calming down will not help. Why? Because you calm down now. But once you get into a conversation, if you didn't do your inner work, then you'll quickly become angry again, even worse than before. It's only after you did the initial work, then you have that conversation. It's not just a matter of waiting for a calmer state and then talk to your husband or wife, but rather you need that calmer state. And then in that calmer state, you do your inner work. Am I being triggered by something? Am I over-exaggerating something? Maybe the way I talked to her or him contributed to the problem. Self-cheshbon ha-nefesh, in the calm state, and then talk to your spouse. If you just say, I'm angry now I'm calmer, I'll talk to her, that's a madrega. That is a level, but that's not good enough because you'll get angry again. Without that inner work, you'll get angry again. So the idea is then after you do this work and you're calmer, as calm as possible, you could talk about that issue, but within reason. Not to overly kvetch, not to be like this professional victim. Don't play a victim card all the time. Don't make a big deal over every real slight or imagined slight to your kavod. You have to know when you do need to let it go. Learn to distinguish between what real issues are. That's always worth expressing with a certain sincerity and a pikhus, a wisdom, and know what's insignificant and it's not even worth bringing up. And to differentiate between what's a real problem and what's a fake problem takes wisdom and maturity. And again, in Shemayna Esrei, you could ask for Shalom Bayis, but then when you're asking, Ata Chayne Ladam Das, give me the wisdom to discern this. What's a real problem that I know I have to address and help me do it with a calmness and with a Cheshbon HaNefesh? And then you say it. And what's something that is my own ego talking or my own triggers or my own exaggerations and I really need to let it go? You have to know the difference between the two. It's not easy sometimes to do this, to discern when an issue is significant or insignificant. Why? Because we live in a secular culture right now that celebrates victimhood. Poor me. I'm the hurt party. Again, I'm not making light of it. In the face of real abuse, real physical abuse, emotional abuse, sexual abuse, different story altogether. I always put that disclaimer there. I throw it in a lot. That's hopefully only 2%, 5%. We're not talking about that now. So remember, that's a different story. But barring those type of situations, this culture of victimhood, poor me, my husband or wife looked at me the wrong way, and you take right away offense for everything, all of a sudden you feel all of a sudden I'm outraged, I'm offended, I'm wronged, and I'm wounded, and I'm hurt. It's overkill. In this culture, it is indeed overkill. Just because someone you don't like says something or does something doesn't mean we have the moral right to play victim and fall apart. This is a line to remember. And again, I want to reiterate two things here. We are not talking about when one of the two is an abuser. We're talking about a regular flawed human being, 95% of us, hopefully. And also, I'm talking to myself. Anytime in the shiurim, I talk firmly. I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to myself, at least as equally, sometimes more. So I'm going to repeat this line. Just because you don't like something someone says or does, doesn't mean you have the moral right to play the victim and fall apart. Even if you were hurt by your husband and wife in a normal relationship and marriage, you will be hurt by your husband and wife. It happens, it will happen. But we have to develop healthy self-confidence. We have to become stronger. We have to build in us sufficient reserve of self-esteem so that these things in a certain threshold will not affect us. This is very hard for, as we had the Shiurim on Sundays, HSP series. It's hard for them to do this. It's hard for everybody, but for HSPs, this is real hard work. Real hard work to not to allow, just because someone says something off, to get deeply hurt by it. The sad part with HSPs is very often they're victim to real abusers. So then this exception does not apply. If they are married or they have relationships where the other party is an abuser, because very often HSPs are subject to being victims of abusers, then this does not apply. But with regular normal people that may be less sensitive, it does apply. They need to learn to strengthen that muscle and not play the victim role and not be overly hurt. We need to learn Musser, we need to learn growth, we need to learn positive ways. It's a tremendous work, but it's worthwhile. So that is an important thing to understand. So we have to know what's a real problem that we'll address and what's something that we're overdoing it and we need to calm down and sometimes let it go completely or sometimes just minimize it. But then after all of this, you could communicate and you should communicate what's bothering you or your needs that are not fulfilled to fill and meet those needs. That is very, very important. A lot of it is tefillah too. You could daven for this. You have to work and learn these skills, but you also need to daven for this. You ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu beforehand, Hashem, please help me with this. Something is bothering me regarding my husband, regarding my wife, a need I'm not fulfilling, something that's really, that not being fulfilled, that he's not or she's not providing for me, that I really believe is important in our marriage, in our communication. There's something hurts me about the way they're behaving. I don't want to hurt them, but I need to express it. Help me express it the right way. Help me do it when I'm in a calm state, and help me also know the right words to say and the right proportion of being aware of what the issue is. I don't overblow it, and I talk in a respectful, calm way, in healthy balance, and that it should be niskabel, and we should work together to be stronger and to grow from it. You ask Hashem for help with everything. This is just one example of it. And this brings true peace. This brings true harmony. Working through the differences in a respectful way. Bracha v'atzlacha.